Now, since the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's Safer at Home order on Wednesday, it's been up to counties and cities to decide how they want to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican leaders in the legislature say they support leaving the decision to local officials. While some of the state's most populous areas, including Dane, Milwaukee, and Eau Claire counties, have put their own stay-at-home orders in place, many others have not. You can find an ongoing list of where local restrictions are still in place at WPR.org. That is changing today as some counties have withdrawn their orders. Two county executives join us now to share their different approaches in the wake of the state Supreme Court's ruling. Josh Schoeman is the Washington County Executive. Executive Schoeman, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Joe Parisi is the Dane County Executive. Executive Parisi, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, Executive Parisi, let's start with you. Dane County quickly issued stay-at-home orders after the statewide order was struck down. Why was it important to you to put that local order in place until May 26th, which is when the state order was going to expire?
Yeah, the manner in which the order was struck down was just highly, frankly, irresponsible, and we thought dangerous, and it left people very confused across the state. So we thought it was important in Dane County to immediately put our own local order into effect and let our residents know that, in essence, nothing would have changed in Dane County regarding the guidelines.
And Executive Schoeman, can you talk about your county's approach? You didn't put in new guidelines locally.
Yeah, we did not put in new guidelines. We've actually been working ahead of the curve for the last several weeks. We've had a blueprint to reopen that our public health department had developed over almost a month ago now, and we were prepared to release that. Certainly was a little bit different than we expected with the nature of the ruling, but we released it and have provided it as guidance and trust that the citizens of Washington County are going to be able to live up to it.
Right. Can you talk about why you didn't want to take that the requirement approach that we saw in Dane and other counties?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're starting to see across the state of Wisconsin that anything that's a broad-ranging rule is really becoming suspect. Both Kenosha County and Brown County, as you noted, both had similar rules and have since stepped those back. You know, the court seemed to have made it pretty clear. Palm's Emergency Order 28 is declared unlawful, invalid, and unenforceable. And fortunately or unfortunately, the orders that local health officials create are predicated on the same chapter of state statutes. And therefore, many attorneys that we've talked to and we consulted with several all pointed to the same thing. So rather than adopting an potentially unenforceable order, we felt providing guidance and urging citizens to follow that guidance out of love for their neighbors was the best approach, and we're confident that they'll be able to do that.
And Executive Parisi, do you have those legal concerns that have led some other counties around the state to pull back from their own safer at home orders?
No, we don't. We're confident that the local orders would stand. We had local orders in place before the statewide orders came into effect. As you may know, Dane County had the first case in the state of COVID. So we've taken this very seriously from the beginning, and we are letting public health officials, experts, and the healthcare community guide how we move forward. And we're certainly working with the business community. We want to open things up, you know, as quickly as possible, too. But we don't want to do it prematurely because we don't want to have another spike and end up right where back where we started 3 months ago.
One of the big objections has been over the economic impact of these wider ranging orders. How do you answer those concerns in Dane County?
I think that if you do it right the first time and don't prematurely just, you know, throw the door open and open things up again, it's going to be better in the long term for your economy if you don't have to continue to bounce back and forth. Our plan is to flatten the curve, as we have. We've done a very good job in Dane County. And as we meet certain criteria, we will slowly begin to open up again. And when we talk about opening up again, even in states you see across the nation who are opening up, that doesn't mean just, you know, throw everything out the window like happened in Wisconsin. It means a cautious turning up of the dial and using, you know, social distancing and all of our tools and doing it right the first way. We think it's better for our economy if we do it right the first time and we're able to slowly dial up and not have to dial back.
And Executive Shulman, do you have concerns about, okay, if there's no mandates here, you know, we saw pictures of bars around the state on the night the court acted, people, no masks, all sitting pretty close to each other at bar stools and tables. If people don't honor the suggestions you're making, the concern that it's going to raise the risk of COVID-19 either bouncing back in some places or, you know, emerging for the first time as a big threat in counties around the state?
Yeah, I think there's certainly the risk that some folks will do that, but overwhelmingly we've been hearing from businesses across Washington County, many of whom are actually making the decision just not to open their doors at this time because they recognize that there's a variety of risks, legal risks, health risks, insurance risks, liability risks, that they've all got to balance. And so they're being very cautious about what it's going to look like if and when they do open. And that's exactly the kind of trust that we have in them to do the right thing. And will there be exceptions to the rules? Most certainly. But the press release we put out, the proclamation that I declared yesterday, really makes it clear to businesses and organizations of all type. We'll be doing robust contact tracing and testing, and if that results in an outbreak that ties back to a business or organization, we'll do what we always do with these types of things, and we'll come back to that organization and apply whatever orders need to be applied at the local level. It's a much more surgical approach. There's no need to tell people that, in our opinion, that you can't do your daily activities. But certainly, every business and organization also needs to know that there's risk, and they need to balance that risk, just like all the other laws we have.
Talking to two county executives in the aftermath of the state Supreme Court order striking down the state's Safer at Home order. We're talking to Dane County Executive Joe Parisi and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is in place in your county, your local government? Are you not clear? Because it's changed at some point. What do you want to see? Do you want your county government or city or whatever local level of government to have stricter restrictions, keeping places closed or limiting the number of customers, say, in establishments? Or do you want guidelines from those governments but not full-on shutdowns? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, looking at what local orders they are or aren't replacing Safer at Home with. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to see in your county when it comes to replacing or not replacing the Safer at Home order? Are you worried about more gatherings, or have you been worried about the health of your business or businesses in your area? Call 800-642-1234. I wanted to ask both of you, we've seen people encouraging leaders like you to have regional plan and cooperation with your neighbors. In Dane County, Executive Parisi, do you have, are you in contact with your neighbors and counties in your area?
Yeah, we've been working with our neighbors ever since the prospect of the statewide guidance being struck down surfaced. And we so far have our neighbors in Rock County and Greene County have implemented guidelines similar to ours, and we're very grateful to them, because if we can't have a statewide approach, it is critical that we have a regional approach, because again, the virus knows no borders.
And how about over in Washington County?
Yeah, very much the same thing. We've been in constant communication with Waukesha County to our south, and obviously we have a joint public health department with Ozaukee County to our east, and so we've been working hand-in-hand with both of those counties, as well as a number of the others.
We've heard from some of our listeners on the Ideas Network Facebook page. I want to send one comment each of your ways, starting with you, Joe Parisi. Wayne on Facebook writes, "We flattened the curve. We caught up with PPE, the personal protective equipment. Hospitals mostly empty. It's time to move forward." What do you think?
Yeah, that's all of our goal. And he's right. We have done a great job at flattening the curve in Dane County. We're getting close to meeting a number of our criteria for beginning to dial up again. One of the challenges we still have is we feel like there's a need for greater testing, which we're beginning to achieve. We can test up to 800 people a day now at the Alliant Energy Center. And we still have about 25% of our cases that are due to community spread, meaning we can't trace them to a source. So as soon as we can get those numbers down a little bit, as soon as we can get better testing and have the infrastructure in place, then we can begin to dial up. I mean, we're all for that. But at the same time, we can't forget that this disease is killing more than 1,500 Americans every day. Our elderly population is very vulnerable to this. African-American communities across our state and across the nation are being decimated by this disease. So we have to do this right the first time, because there's not a lot of room for error as we begin to dial back up. So we want to have the infrastructure in place. We all want to get to the same place. We just have to get there doing it under the guidance of the public health professionals.
We heard from Julie on Facebook, who says the rules are worthless if not enforced. People will travel without restrictions and the virus will spread. My county doesn't have medical staff or facilities to manage a pandemic. Executive Shulman, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a false premise, quite frankly. I think that we have a number of laws on the books, six statute books worth of laws that people are following all the time and generally don't have problems. Look, I think at the end of the day, for all the cute talk about dialing up, there was an article on May 8th by Molly Beck for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that reported Governor Nevers said he doesn't see any reason for Safer at Home to be extended past May 26th. We're talking about basically 10 or 11 days. So really, this is about everybody's trying to do the right thing. As Executive Parisi just pointed out, testing is really the major area that we're looking at, where some bottlenecking is. That's where the administration really needs to focus, and we're looking forward to that. We in Washington County are looking at not just having some guidance out there, but also doing a robust public health education campaign above and beyond what we normally do, even touching every home. So I think there's a lot of irons in the fire here, and we're all working together and towards the same thing, and I'm confident that at the end we'll pull through it together.
Let's bring on a caller now. Dan is with us in Mequonago. Dan, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you want to bring up, Dan?
Well, I just want to bring up the fact that as soon as that was dropped here in Waukesha County, about within an hour, a lot of the bars were filled with people, not wearing masks, not distancing at all, like basically a Friday night kind of party scene. And my big question is, as a cook, like, what is my responsibility in this? Like, it's kind of a Hippocratic oath not to poison people, but when I look into the dining room, I'm like counting one death every how often, you know?
Dan, thanks for the call. Executive Shulman, what would be your message for business owners, maybe restaurant owners in particular, in your county when it comes to making sure their staff and patrons are safe?
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of our blueprint to reopen, we actually put together a document that has really four components of encouraging different types of practical approaches: physical distancing, some engineering controls for how facilities and buildings are set up, administrative controls, and of course, PPE, which we hear so much about. So I think those are a lot of questions we do get from businesses and employees alike, and we're constantly providing guidance and urgency, and our health department continually is providing resources and acting as a resource and encouraging people that they are a resource and they should be called. So we encourage people to do exactly that.
Thanks, Dan, for the call. Executive Parisi, your thoughts for restaurants in Dane County when they start to reopen?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the caller points out kind of the flaw in the voluntary suggestion type of approach. I'm convinced that in Dane County, the vast majority of our residents want us to be under these guidelines, but it only takes a minority of the folks, you know, say 10-20%, to rush out into the bars. You know, all it takes is one person having this very contagious virus. And what ultimately happens, even if people aren't concerned about getting it themselves, if they feel they're young and healthy, it's government's job to take care and watch out for our vulnerable citizens. And the people who are getting this and having the worst results from it are our senior citizens, our people with underlying conditions. And so when we get to the point, if we can, and I respectfully disagree with the term calling dialing up cute, dialing up gradually in my opinion, the logical way to go about this. We want to slowly start again so that we can keep track and maintain and make sure that if there is a spike, we can contain it. And so leaving the door open, when you do that, we see what the gentleman who just called described. We've seen it all over Wisconsin. And I'm concerned about what we're going to be seeing 2 and 3 weeks down the road now, where there's a good chance we're going to see another spike in cases, not only among the people who rushed out to the bars, but among the innocent people who they've come in contact with and unknowingly spread it to them.
We'll leave it there for now. Executive Parisi, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Executive Shulman, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Joe Parisi, the Dane County Executive, and Josh Shulman, the Washington County Executive. They've been talking with us about the different approaches that they're taking after the order from the state Supreme Court earlier this week that ended Safer at Home. You can keep your thoughts coming to us over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. What is your county doing? What do you want your county to do? Do you want to see Safer at Home effectively extended toward the end of the month in your county? Or are you glad to see these provisions being lifted? Also, if you're wondering what current laws are applying to you, you can find out. Head over to WPR.org, and the news department is keeping a running tally of what we're hearing from county and local governments all around the state.